It is the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
Helping small businesses and construction companies get better leads and better systems.
Eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
We're doing it every Monday at 7 a.m. No bullshit, 30 minutes or less.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
And today we're talking about competitors and how the best way to be competitive is actually not to care about your competitors. In my humble opinion, so many of our services-based businesses are not a zero-sum game. There is more work than we can possibly do to go around right now. And this goes for construction companies, this goes for a lot of manufacturers, this goes for small digital marketing agencies. There's so many people that need our services, and it's actually not us versus them. And we get kind of twisted when we get a little too competitive. And when, you know, we're looking at a competitor's bid for our project or what have you. And instead, we should be looking at how can we help an ideal customer get off the fence? Meaning more of your customers are actually going to sit there and not make a decision than there are customers who are going to go with a competitor. 8 out of every 10 prospects that go away from you that didn't make a decision are actually just not going to work with anybody. So we all have a lot more we could do on getting those people off the fence than trying to go after those two that go with a competitor. So people get it twisted because that's what they see. They see the competitor and they don't see, they are willfully ignorant a little bit around the people who just didn't make a decision. And we can blame it on them. We can blame it on people that didn't understand the value, that didn't understand what it takes, or we can do more to really get them off the fence. And how do we get rid of apathy, or how do we help a client or customer not have apathy towards a decision? I think a couple of the main things are we have to actually inspire them to action. We have to challenge them. We have to talk to them and say, this is what's possible, but also here's what's possible if you don't make a decision. This, and this that are bad could happen. This, and this that you will not get what you want, and really magnifying in on that problem or the result that's negative is because enough people, a lot of people are more motivated by that kind of stuff than they are by, you know, here's our features, you know. So they're actually motivated a lot by this is what could happen that's negative, or this is, you know, the alternative. This is the other story that could happen. Here's the story that's compelling. Imagine yourself in this new home. Imagine yourself with this new website. Imagine yourself with a better partner or whatever it happens to be. And then on the other hand, imagine what can happen if you don't make a decision today. And it sounds a little greasy almost. It sounds a little like intense, but it is the most effective piece of marketing that a lot of people are leaving on the table. So, and in some cases, them not making a decision will be catastrophic, right? And if you're an IT company that works, that does security, for instance, if they don't make a decision, it could be millions or even billions of dollars in losses if they have a breach, right? So actually helping them imagine what the negative scenario could be really, you're doing the best thing possible for that prospect. You're actually helping them in a significant way. So sometimes you just have to get people off the fence. So for instance, in our industry, I have a message for other Minneapolis web design and marketing companies. It's us versus apathy. A lot of times we're sitting here battling back and forth, but a lot of people that come to us, that need digital marketing services, possibly up to even 80% of them, are actually going away without making a decision. So they don't go to competitor. They don't go to the Rock of 55s or the Perils or the what have you of the world. They actually go and don't make a decision. So we have to help each other by making more public the negative consequence of not doing digital marketing. They're not going to be recession proof. They're going to get less ideal customers. It's because if they get less ideal customers, they're slowly lowering the quality of their service, or they could get more ideal customers because that allows them to be more selective and increase the level of service, or their business could fail, right? We don't know what's possible that's negative, but it's us versus apathy. It's not us versus each other. Well, it might be a little bit of us versus each other, and I have fun with competition and I enjoy that. And I'm not pretending to be some high and mighty person, but so many of our prospects go away without making a decision. And I literally even was considering the idea of doing a billboard with competitors and doing something like, you know, teaming up with the Peril, the Snap Agency, the Rocket 55s of the world, and doing a big billboard that just says, what is SEO? What is SEO.com? And really walking them through a really high level idea of what search engine optimization can do for a business. Because a lot of companies don't even know about these things and they're not taking aggressive action in the right direction for their business. So more than us versus competitors, it's us versus apathy. And that's something that we don't always recognize. And there's a lot of upside to recognize that. How do you take action on us versus apathy? First of all, you actually need to follow up more with the people that came to you, right? As salespeople, we need to follow up more. Two, we need to paint the picture of what inaction looks like, the real negatives of inaction. And number three, we can actually riff off of our competitors and build on the things that they have done. I mean, we get a lot of leads, right? And we refer them out to different agencies in town. And our marketing, our aggressive marketing, actually helps our competitors in certain ways because we're referring out so much business. I don't care. So that is what I think about as far as digital marketing agencies in Minneapolis. But how about your industry? Are you wasting time focused on your competitors when you could be thinking about people that are falling prey to inaction? I really believe that a rising tide lifts all boats. So if you increase your processes and systems to offer a better level of service, your competitors are going to increase their level of service. You're going to get better and better. That's why I don't mind telling people about my strategies. I think for a lot of us that are service providers, that it's all out there on the internet anyways, or it can be learned from books or courses, etc. So it's kind of ridiculous that we think we have these trade secrets a lot of times. Yeah, some of your prospects might not know these things, but your competitors know this stuff. Yeah, you might have a little bit better system, but I don't mind telling people about our best secrets because there's honestly more benefit for me to establish myself as a thought leader, to expand our awareness for our brand in the market. Even up to my latest and greatest strategy. Like, to me, the number one B2B marketing strategy for 2019 is LinkedIn video, with actually getting good with content strategy on LinkedIn and video on a regular basis, because it's extremely naturally viral right now. Because if somebody likes your video, then it goes out to all of their friends on LinkedIn. And it's not always going to be this way. 2020 is going to come, they're going to change their algorithm, and it's done. Bye. So in the meantime, it's funny, some people just don't take the action necessary to do these nuts and bolts things that are really good for social media and their own marketing. And I guess my take on it is, if your digital marketing agency isn't doing the most effective digital marketing in their industry, how can you expect them to prioritize your digital marketing efforts in the right way? So there are definitely opportunities for people on LinkedIn video right now to spread their message far and wide. And it's actually insane how much of an arbitrage there is in this area right now. Do it now. Do it this next week. Put out your first video. I want to hear your stuff. Tag me in it when you do, because I believe a rising tide lifts all boats. And the number one B2B marketing strategy of 2019 is LinkedIn video. People like Narendra Modi, Jeff Weiner, Bill Gates, Justin Trudeau, Tony Robbins, and Gary Vaynerchuk are aggressively using LinkedIn video right now to get their message out to the masses. And it's inspiring. And these people also believe that a rising tide lifts all boats. So who are those people in your industry? Tag them on your videos. Engage people. Comment on other people's video. Like their video. Be part of LinkedIn. The community is rich and growing here right now. So if you're watching this on LinkedIn, it is a massive opportunity. And taking action right now is the best way to leverage it. How about you? Do you spend a lot of time on your competitors? Are you thinking about their proposals that you saw from a prospect that showed you your competitor's proposal? Yes, utilize the elements that are effective, but don't get wrapped up in this rat race, because sometimes your competitor has